It's 3 minutes to nine.
Noaia e Māori, se ous atakoa e micharente.
And that is a very good morning to all you listeners out there in Rotuman. It's one of the world's most endangered languages, but the people from the Fijian dependency of Rotuma living here are trying hard to keep the language alive with classes and the second ever Rotuman Language Week. Christine Rovoy from RNZ Pacific, a Rotuman herself, went along to a language class.
A prayer from Auckland Rotuman Fellowship Group Chairman Whanga Fasala at the start of the language class last Saturday. Mr. Fasala urged the 50 or so students to learn as much as they can from the sessions. The parents of one of those in the class, 8-year-old Gedalia Parker, speak in Rotuman to their three children. But Gedalia says he usually responds in English because it's easier.
Noaia o Tuasa le Gedalia. Gedalia Paku. And I want to learn my language so I can communicate with my other people that are in Rotuma.
Gedalia says learning Rotuman is a challenge, but his confidence is growing. That's the outcome the tutors such as Tivao Mario want.
We've got a bigger focus on our kids, you know. We don't want them to lose their identity, the Rotuman language, which is, you know, very important to all of us. This is how we are going to be going forward. Lessons, dancing. People will, you know, learn and know more about us so they can come and join. It is very nice to know that the community can come together for such an important thing.
Mrs. Mario says the free language classes are open to all and they're trying hard to attract young people.
Parents are encouraged to, you know, get their youngsters to come and join us. So the numbers are improving and what they're learning, you know. It's beginning to show when we meet in Crete, because our little ones, especially our young ones at home, they're just coming up with, "Noaia, yeah, auntie." I think it's nice to start now. It's never too late to start.
Next week will be the second Rotuman Language Week and is being organised by the Auckland Rotuman Fellowship Group. The week includes the Rotuma Day celebrations on Monday, which marked the day the island was annexed by the United Kingdom in 1881.
That's Christine Ravoy of RNZ Pacific.